Hey everyone, my name is Dave Nixon and welcome to the Alpha Theta Flow podcast. This is Flow 621 and today I am talking about planes, sort of talking about planes. Talking about being a pilot or a passenger is actually what I'm referring to. So I mentioned this briefly in a podcast last week with in relation to flow and how we consciously choose to interact with our world and or how we effectively let life happen to us. And so this is one of the things to bring awareness to is how often we, even in daily conversations, say, how's the day treating you? As if the day treats us. As if the day decides, I'm going to treat this person good today, or I'm going to treat this person bad today, or that the things that occur to us that day inherently have good or bad intentions in them. And so the universe doesn't care, actually. The universe has a lot of things to take care of. It doesn't really necessarily care too much about your day. So it won't go out of its way to stub your toe on purpose or anything like that, you know, along those lines, or get a speeding fine or whatever the case might be. So the interesting thing here is shifting from this space of being the passenger of, you know, your life, so to speak, to being the pilot, to understanding that, and this is where some people say, everything that happens to you is your fault. And that's a really bold claim, and it's a really difficult claim for a lot of people to get their head around. Rather than going that far down that path, what I can offer you is that everything in your life you have an opportunity to interact with. You also have an opportunity to decide, A, how to respond, as you know, but also B, how did you invite this into your life? And what I mean by that is, people go, I didn't do anything. I was completely innocent in this circumstance. It's like, possibly. In some cases, some really, really, really drastic cases, that's the case. The person technically did nothing inherently wrong whatsoever at all. For majority of day-to-day situations, we decided to get in the car. We decided to choose that car over all the other cars when we bought a car. We decided to eat that food. We decided to do whatever the case might be. We decided to have that job. This happens at work. It shouldn't have to happen at work. Maybe not. You got a choice to change jobs. It's not that easy. No, it's not. But life isn't fucking fair. It's not built to be fair. In fact, if anything, right now it's the fairest it's ever been in the history of humans. It hasn't been fairer. Right, and some people hate to hear that, as if I'm saying just deal with it and too bad. It's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that we've basically eliminated all of our predators and extended life as a civilization, as a species, threefold. Life is as fair as it's ever been, and it still is not fair. Things happen. Inherently bad things happen to good people and vice versa. But the problem with both good and bad is that they're subjective in nature and they're heavily dependent upon the actual individual that's observing them. And I've told a story, you can definitely find it in my mood prep podcast, around the farmer whose son had his leg broken, and he lost his horse. Horse came back, brought more horses. Horse broke his son's leg, and that neighbor's like, oh, look at all this good luck, bad luck. And he's like, who am I to know about luck? When we fall into this pattern of thinking that something's magically going to just luckily happen to us, or it was bad luck, something along those lines, we fall into the prey of thinking that life happens to us rather than life happens for us. Between the two dates on our tombstone, there's a little dash, and that dash represents every single moment of your life. You get to decide not what happens around you. You get to decide how you choose to respond to that. And this isn't about a positive psychology podcast conversation. I'm not saying that, because the same thing occurred to horrible things occurred to a lot of people in the history of the human race. And me going, hey, just choose how to respond, may not have actually been very useful for them. Yet they still had a choice on how to respond. And their choices may not have been very nice. They may have both led to death. But the key thing there is that we still have the ability to look at what's within our power and what's without our power. And so when we continually stress ourselves over the things that are without our power, then we constantly run into this issue of living a life of complaining, but living life as a passenger. And coincidentally, when we also continually find ourselves in a place where we're complaining about things that are within our realm of responsibility, within our power, then we're also the passenger in our life then as well. And things like that are like, well, you make me feel this way. It's like, no one can actually make you feel anyway. You may feel that way in the face of that person, but those feelings are within you. That person may have triggered them, but why did they trigger them? Why? Not, because they're an asshole. I'm not interested in them, because we might tell that person to stop doing it, but then someone else is going to do it and it's going to trigger you again. And one of the challenges here, one of the difficulties here, is that until we fully accept and own and integrate our emotive state into a way of being, we can often reject it. And that's what happens so much, is people try and go, well, how do I change that? It's like, well, you're rejecting it again. You've rejected this whole time. That's why it's been there. And then you seeing it now, you wanting to change it, all you're doing is then rejecting it again. You've got an opportunity to integrate it. When you integrate it, it's like a classroom full of kids, and you've got some naughty kids. And the more you ignore the naughty kids, or just yell at the naughty kids, all right, or try and get rid of the naughty kids, they become extremely naughty adults, right? Not in that way. And so the key thing here, when you actually accept those naughty kids, right, and relate to them and get to know them intimately and integrate them into the class, they stop playing up. And the same thing is done for our emotions and our thoughts. So the question is, are you going to be a pilot or a passenger? And on that note, team, I'm done. If you found this podcast beneficial, it would mean the world to me if you would pass it on to someone else that you think would also find it beneficial. And if you haven't already, you can grab a copy of my book, Money Yourself, anywhere online that sells books, or at alphathetaflow.com if you would love a personally signed copy from myself, which would be nice. I'll give you a little love note. If you're an athlete, a coach, or a high performer, and you're wanting to find out how to find your flow, then check out alphathetaflow.com and get in touch. I'd love to chat with you. But that's it for me. Big love, peace and pizza. I'll see you soon.